Drone Radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always stream.
CBS News Special Report. The world's number one golfer, Scottie Scheffler, handcuffed and arrested in Louisville.
Right now, he's going to jail. Right now, he's going to jail.
Police say the Masters champ has been booked on a felony charge after refusing orders to stop his car near the PGA Championship in Valhalla. CBS's Jim Crisula.
The incident happened when Scottie Scheffler apparently ignored police and drove around a blockade. As they investigated a fatality involving a pedestrian outside the Valhalla Golf Club in Louisville, Kentucky, Scheffler faces several charges, including second-degree assault of a police officer. He arrived at the golf course after being booked by Louisville police.
Scheffler's since been released. He is back on the course for second round play, which was delayed by the incident. Scheffler due to tee off next hour. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The tree-killing emerald ash borer is confirmed in all but one of Wisconsin's counties. Burnett County is the only county where the pest hasn't been found. State wildlife officials say it's not too late to save Wisconsin's ash trees. Landowners should avoid moving infested firewood and burnwood only from the local area. Vice President Kamala Harris in Milwaukee Thursday, touting the Biden administration's economic record to black voters.
We don't lack for talent. We don't lack for skills. We don't lack for good ideas and innovative thought. But there are those who, with all of that, lack for access.
Harris points to better access to housing, job creation, small business investment, and forgiving student loans and medical debt. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRA News, I'm Melissa Kay. The 6th annual Central Wisconsin Hmong Week celebration is having their food night tonight across Portage, Wood, and Marathon counties. You can join them for a night of cooking at the Stevens Point High School from 5 to 7:30, First Congregational Church in Wisconsin Rapids from 5 to 7, or at the Hmong American Center in Marathon County from 5 to 7. On Saturday, May 18th, they have their Party in the Park at Pifner Pioneer Park in Stevens Point. You can come out from 1 to 8 p.m. for music, artists, resource tables, vaccinations, dancing, entertainment, and even an open mic where you can display your talents. This event is free and open to the public. There'll be food and beverage vendors, so be sure to bring cash. Would you like to perform the national anthem at Wisconsin Rapids Independence Day celebration? You'll need to submit an audition tape to the mayor's office before June 6th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Sunny and warmer today. We'll get to around 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 55. Tomorrow, sunshine, 84. On Sunday, it will be mostly sunny with a high near 81. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. 9:04 on the clock, got your host James behind the mic. I am joined by your CEO of United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
Good morning, Terry. Good to have the band back together. We're going to have some fun today. We'll get into some entertainment news in a moment. A little bit after that, we're going to touch on one of those what-if questions. Would you rather be 5 times smarter, richer, or more attractive? We want to hear from you, 424-2600. Feel free to call up and join the conversation. Get into that. Got some Daddy Wright stories. Good stories of the day. All of that coming up for you. But we are, of course, the home of Dolly Parton news, and we've got to cover everything Dolly. So Dolly Parton is magic. Let's just make sure that that's clear to everybody. And now she's partnering with Krispy Kreme on some new donut innovations, everyone can have a piece of the magic. Krispy Kreme announced four new donuts called the Dolly Southern Sweets Collection, and they're available in stores now. We're just going to pause for a second to one of the greatest marketing ideas of all time. Like, let's just take a moment and just appreciate one of the greatest marketing ideas of all time. Dolly Parton, tell me the person the last time you heard somebody say, "Ah, Dolly, I don't know about her." No, everybody loves Dolly Parton. Most people love donuts. This is a win-win, and it gets better. So these four new donuts. There's a peachy keen cobbler donut. Then there's two donuts with pie-centric. Oh, and Dolly Butterfly. They're topped with a Dolly Butterfly, all these. There's a glazed donut with strawberry icing topped with a Dolly Butterfly. Then there's the peachy keen cobbler donut. And then two donuts that are pie-centric, one with banana pudding and another with chocolate pudding. And also, tomorrow, this Saturday, if you sing a Dolly song at a Krispy Kreme store or get all dollied up and look like her, you'll be gifted a free donut. So, yep.
Okay, a free donut?
Yeah, you should get more than a donut there. Like, you should get more than a donut.
Those poor employees are going to be sick of hearing people sing.
Oh, my God. I cannot imagine all the cracked, horrible-sounding voices that are going to come in there. It seems like Dolly is taking over the food world. In January, she expanded her line of boxed cakes and muffins for Duncan Hines. Now we have the Krispy Kreme donuts. And in September, she has a new cookbook coming out with her sister. It's called Good Lookin' Cookin'.
Cute.
Because of course it is. There's not a better thing.
Because why wouldn't it be?
Of course it's titled that. Oh, God, that's good. That's a great name for that book. Yeah, that's awesome. That's a cool story. I don't know where the closest Krispy Kreme is to us here in central Wisconsin.
Yeah, I don't know either.
That is definitely one I would.
Well, you could hook up with one this weekend, though.
I might try to do
if
this.
If you're headed to Chicago.
I might walk into
a Krispy
Kreme.
Oh, no, you're going to sing? What are you going to sing?
I don't have a wig. And I darn sure can't pull off some of the other things that woman has.
It said sing or dress up. You could still do it. Socks. Lots of socks.
Lots of socks. Lots of socks. I think I'd go in there singing Jolene. I think I just a little bit of that.
How about like 9 to 5?
Oh, there. No, even better. Even better. No, walk in. Mama's in a bit. Yeah. Right away. Just jump into it. Yeah. I like that. It'd be fun to do. I hope that there's some videos that go along with this and that, you know, some people. This is actually one time when I would encourage people to do the selfie thing and video record themselves so they could share this with others. Because I want to see people dollied up or people going in there singing. And I really, you hit it on the head. I want to see what the employees, their faces. Like, it's one thing at 9 in the morning. I want to know at, like, 3 o'clock in the afternoon when they've had, like, 20 of these people come in and everything. And, like, just take the donut. Just take the donut.
Just take it.
Or the people dollied up, I want to see, too. People getting on their best Dolly Parton look. That's fun. Good on Krispy Kreme and good on Dolly for that one. That's an awesome story. Also wanted to touch on what's new on your small screen this weekend and new on your big screen. We start with the small. Tonight at 7 o'clock on ABC, the Jeopardy Masters semifinals. A lot of people enjoy that. You have the 7th season finale of SWAT that is going to be on CBS at 7. A little bit later on CBS, Fire County wraps up their season. The mid-season finale of Blue Bloods is tonight. That is wrapping up after this year, I believe.
Oh, really?
This is the last year of that Blue Bloods.
That went a long time, though, didn't it?
A lot longer than a lot of people expected, including Tom Selleck. Tom Selleck had a great interview where he's talking about how he signed like a 3-year deal because he kind of thought, oh, well, 3 years,
just
that's
do a little
it.
Something.
Like, they've been on for like, I think, 9 or 10 years.
I think a
like
lot,
that.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, I'll just keep working. And what he said, he's older now and everything, so he doesn't have the stamina or some of the things that he used to, of course. It wasn't a hard gig for him, though, apparently. You know,
awesome.
Yeah, it's great for him.
Right off into the sunset kind
Absolutely.
Of thing, right? I mean, it's not like Magnum.
No, it's not. There's only one Magnum. Only one Magnum. Saturday on NBC, the season finale, the 49th season finale of Saturday Night Live. 49 seasons, which means next year's the 50th. That is going to be awesome. I'm sorry. I don't care what anybody says. It seems like everybody. There's two things that we do as we get older. That we need to stop doing. We pick on the generation next. We pick on the next generation. Oh, they don't do this. They don't do that. Blah blah blah. And the cast that that you grew up with Saturday Night Live, is the best. And everyone that comes after, they're horrible.
Oh,
they're
no good.
I've been hearing since I was a little kid, this cast isn't that good. This is probably the last year. That was like season 20. It just keeps going strong. And they've got the perfect host to wrap up the season, Jake Gyllenhaal, one of the greatest actors in the world, and incredibly talented and funny guy who is... the last time he hosted with Jennifer Hudson. Jennifer Hudson at the time was famous for Dreamgirls and getting an Oscar for that and everything. And he comes out there and he was saying how, you know, most actors, they come out and they do a song or something like that. And I wanted to do something different. And he rips off his suit and he's got a Jennifer Hudson dress on and he starts singing, "You're Gonna Love Me." And it just like giving it all. He's not a great singer, but he was giving everything he's got. Just one of the better opening monologues I've ever seen.
And honestly, if you're going to be really good at it, you have to leave it all out there.
Yeah,
right?
You do.
I mean, you have to be willing to do it.
Sabrina Carpenter will be the guest host. The 56th season finale of 60 Minutes will be this Sunday on NBC, on CBS, along with the finale of season finale of America's Funniest Home Videos, 34th season.
Wow.
Everybody wrapping up their seasons. American Idol wraps up its 22nd season this Sunday as well. The finale of A Gentleman in Moscow. Terry, the 35th season finale of The Simpsons is this Sunday, which is such a bittersweet moment for me where they always have a great season finale, but I'm just always nervous about the season finale. They'll be back next year, but what about the year when they're not back, Terry?
I mean, what are you nervous about? The pacifier is going to get lost?
What happens? What happens if Maggie loses her
pacifier? How will she make it all summer?
See, I don't even want to think about it. I don't even want to. Also, the finale of Bob's Burgers is this one, 14th season for them. And the third season and series finale of CSI Vegas is this Sunday at 9 o'clock on CBS. How about your big screen? Not too much being released, and that's going to be the case throughout most of the summer. You're not going to see this isn't going to be one of those summers where a bunch of blockbuster after blockbuster after blockbuster, still getting over a lot of the strike and a lot of those things. So honestly, some of the movies that you see, if I'm being completely honest, I think they're going to be rushed. I think some of it's going to be rushed and just let's just get it out there.
Get it out there, yeah.
We see this with streaming a lot. There's a lot of movies streaming-wise. Well, oh, that was really good. That was a great one. And then I see it, and I'm like, oh, they went with the first take on that. Like, let's just get it out there. Let's get it out there. And that doesn't help the industry.
Low-budget films?
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't really help the industry. The Strangers, Chapter One, some... another one of these scare movies. These movies that just, you know, they're just... I don't... Like, horror movies need to up their game. You know, like it's not my genre, and I admit that and everything, but I am a big fan of suspense. I am a big fan of the Alfred Hitchcocks, of the Jordan Peele work and everything. And to me, that's where the real, if you really want to be freaked out, you really want to be scared, that's scary. Blood and gore and guts, I mean, and all this stuff, and oh, the strangers show up to a house and blah, blah, blah. Like, we've seen these stories like a billion times. They don't freak anybody out anymore. To me, they don't anyway.
I've never really been a fan. I mean, maybe Freddy Krueger.
I think it's very lame. But, you know, Freddy at least had, like, some comedy. At least it'd make you laugh a little. Like, you know, at least I didn't scare me, but at least I laughed at the jokes sometimes and stuff. Like, I don't know. The big one that's being released this weekend that I'm very interested to see how it does, the movie If, rated PG. Ryan Reynolds plays a guy on a mission to help a girl named Bay find new kids for imaginary friends, Ifs, who have been forgotten after their own grown-ups have grown up. The imaginary friends are voiced by an all-star cast: Steve Carell, Awkwafina, Matt Damon, Emily Blunt, Keegan-Michael Key, Christopher Maloney, Amy Schumer, Maya Rudolph, John Stewart, Brad Pitt. John Krasinski plays Bay's dad, and you've got Judith Grimes in this one as well from The Walking Dead and Loki. Big cast, great cast. It looks like a lot of fun. It looks like a pretty cool movie.
It does.
We don't get a ton of family fun movies, really, it feels like, anymore. This feels like the best of both worlds, where I can go and my kids go and we both laugh at the same stuff and enjoy it and everything. Ryan Reynolds is one of the better actors, I think, in the game today. John Krasinski is really good, and his team's behind this. Steve Carell is kind of the second actor in it, and you can't go wrong with Steve Carell, let alone his voice. He's got such a great voice. I do want to say one side note about this. If you don't get to go to the theaters this weekend with this, or if you're looking for something to watch with your kids that's similar to this, one of the, I think, top five greatest kid shows of all time. There was a kid show on a Cartoon Network called Foster's Home for Imaginary Children. Imaginary Friends, I'm sorry, Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends. And the whole basis was, when I get old enough and I don't need my imaginary friend anymore, what happens to my imaginary friend? Well, he goes to Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends, and he gets adopted by a new little kid and stuff. Such one of the best concepts I've ever heard for a kid's show. It was so much fun. Great voice acting. A lot of fun. And there's the reruns of that on TV and stuff. I think that's a fun one to watch with your kids if you're looking for something to watch that maybe is different and a little similar to this. It feels like where they got the idea from, if I'm being honest. It feels a little bit like that. But I digress, because it's a fun. We don't get enough kids' movies like this and everything. It looks like a lot of fun. Check that out, and if you get a chance, let me know what you think of it, everybody. We'd love to hear from you. I want some movie reviews from you guys and stuff. I want to hear what you think of these things. Everybody listens to me ramble about movies. Let's hear from you. Let's hear what you think. Call up during our entertainment section. We usually have it Monday through Friday. Call up and join us. And get ready to enjoy some fun tomorrow. We are more than just great plays over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, especially with Gretchen over there and the things she is doing. Come over and check out tomorrow Stand Up and Improv Comedy. It's going on tomorrow. The Subject to Change crew are bringing you Laughter is the Best Medicine. This is a really fun show that you can get tickets for right now at wrctheater.org. This includes a workshop. So you go there.
I love that.
It's such a great idea. There's almost nobody out there that couldn't be improved by a little improv in your life. It benefits you in plenty of areas, in plenty of ways, that whether it is wanting to maybe one day being a part of community theater and this being a little bit of a help of getting your feet wet, getting on the stage a little bit and seeing what that's like. Or maybe you are somebody who isn't as comfortable with public speaking, or you want to get more comfortable with that. This is a great way of doing that. Improv is a great venue, a great avenue into that world. So you go there at 6, take in this little workshop, have some fun, and then sit back and enjoy the show at 7. They're going to have some stand-up comedy, some improv, laughter. The Subject to Change crew are really funny, really talented guys. And while you're enjoying all this, in the back of your mind, in the front of your heart, you can know that you are adding back to your community. This event is, for all the proceeds, are going to benefit Three Bridges Recovery, our good friends over there. We say a good morning to them. So a great cause for a great time over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater tomorrow. Be sure to check this out and get your tickets at wrctheater.org. wrctheater.org. Go check that out, everybody. And let us know how it went. Let us know how much you enjoyed it. Terry and I are going to take a break. When we come back, we want your interaction. We want audience participation. We got a what if question coming up for you on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Easy Cater has everything you need to make food for work. Work. From ordering to reporting, we even keep your receipts all in one place, which means all you need to do is sit back and enjoy.
You're not having any lasagna?
All I can taste is hours of expense reports.
Relax, you used Easy Cater. Enjoy the food, Ray.
Oh, no, thanks. That's...
Enjoy it?
Amazing.
Yes, Ray. It is amazing. 100,000 restaurants and everything you need to make food for work, work. Order 24/7 at easycater.com.
Tired of falling behind with housework? Will this cleaning ever end? Well, guess what? It can. Call Right Way Cleaning Service, where cleanliness meets perfection and has for over 20 years. Daily, weekly, monthly, or seasonal, whatever you need, they're tailored to fit your schedule. And because they believe in taking care of those who've taken care of us, seniors get exclusive discounts. From window washing to power washing, house sitting to errand running, they do it all, and they do it the right way. So call Patty now at 715-459-1475.
Sunny and warmer today. We'll get to around 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 55. Tomorrow, sunshine, 84. On Sunday, it will be mostly sunny with a high near 81. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James hanging out with you. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate the best listeners in radio hanging out with us, getting ready for the weekend. Got our news break coming up in a moment. And to go along with that, I thought this would be fun. One of those what-if questions we always like to get into, Terry. And we want audience participation. You all should have at home your morning show play-at-home, the play-at-home version of the morning show. So feel free to call
up. Is it like a booklet?
It's just
like
a booklet.
Like, do you remember Captain Kangaroo when we were little kids? Kids and your parent could send in to get the little booklet for you.
Oh, that's great.
We'll have a morning show booklet.
Yes, I like that. let's get on that. Let's get doing that. So feel free to call up and join the conversation, everybody. 715-424-2600. Listening on the Civic Media app, you're just a touch or two away. And thanks so much for downloading the app. Go ahead and feel free to play along with us and answer this question. Or you can play along at home just to yourself or yell at your radio, however you would like to. Here's one of those fun random questions. If you could choose one, which would you pick? Would you rather be 5 times richer, 5 times more attractive, or 5 times smarter? Meaning your IQ would be 5 times what it is now. We'll get into the results and we'll hear what Terry has to say on this one. And after our listeners here, good morning. What's on your mind?
Hey, I'm here to answer any question you have.
Whether
it be the weather, the lottery numbers, I've got those all ready to go.
Excellent.
Hey, what are you going to be doing tomorrow at 2:16 p.m.? Because that's 2:36. 2:36. Yeah. That's the luckiest minute of your whole year.
Oh, I'm going to be with the love of my life, my wife.
Nicely done, sir. Nicely done.
Suck up.
I hope she's listening.
Yeah.
So, and if she isn't, Terry, would you call her and tell her?
Yes, absolutely.
We've got this on record. We got it recorded. So yeah, we'll definitely. So if you got the chance to choose, sir, you could be 5 times richer, more attractive, or smarter. Do you have a preference?
I would. I don't know.
It's a tough one.
I don't want to be rich because I'm a millionaire in the game of life already.
Nice.
And I don't know. You pick something.
Yeah.
Tell me what I should do.
You know what? I'm gonna go. I think you're already handsome enough. Well, let's go with richer for the fun of it. Let's go ahead. Just to add on to that, make even more richer. That seems like a fun one. Because you already seem smart, pretty smart to me, sir. You called up. I mean, that feels like a pretty smart move. And I'm positive you're attractive enough. So I appreciate.
I remembered the number. That's.
Thank you for that. Thank you for calling up. Yeah. You have a great weekend.
I certainly will.
Have a great day. 424-2600. Feel free to call up and join the conversation. This. Whenever I say best listeners in radio, this is, you guys back it up for me all the time. 1,500 people took an online poll with those options, and the winner is 5 times smarter.
That would be my pick.
Yeah, me too. Richer was a close second. So here's my argument. The richer part, who's going to turn down more money? The attractive part, that's all a state of mind. You could be, how are you supposed to know what's attractive to everybody? I don't know.
Five times richer. Okay. So you would just, your bank account as it stands today would just be that times 5?
Yeah, I mean.
Or 5 times richer than what?
For some of us, that ain't that much.
James, do not pick the money.
Yeah, I'm not picking the money. But if I'm smarter, feel like I can
make more money.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah. It seems like a silly question. Let's go ahead and find out your answer. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. I don't want to change any of them.
Yeah.
Oh,
right on.
Good.
Right on.
Smart.
I like hearing that. Yeah. I got to say, too.
80 years now where I am, and I don't want to change any of them. Yeah.
I like that. Good on you, sir. Good on you. And always good to hear from you. Have a great weekend. Thank you. Appreciate you. I get that. You know what I always think with these things? This is the same thing when it comes to the back to if I could travel back in time and change this one thing.
Yeah, you can't.
No, you can't. No, I feel like...
Did you ever see Back to the Future?
Come on, we've got proof.
It's almost like making out with his mom.
You got this documentary. You don't want that to happen. Like, I feel like that's good enough. That's a good enough reason right there to never mess with time travel. Never.
But you know, that is a very good point, right? Like, you wouldn't change any of those because of the trajectory of what it looks like. But... the other thing is, what about, like, what happens? What's the back part? You know, like this is kind of like a fairy tale thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you take it, what's going to happen to you?
It's the whole monkey paw. It's the monkey paw or the genie in the bottle.
Yeah.
You get the three wishes and the wishes never go the way you want them to and everything. Yeah, I that happens to me. I'm putting it back down.
But,
I'm walking away. I'm never doing it.
But if you had to choose, I would take the smarter.
I'm definitely taking
the smarter.
But I
also definitely 100% agree with our last caller that leaving well enough alone is good.
I'm good. I really wouldn't mess with any of these, but I would pick the smarter if I had to. So is that really the right call? The average IQ is around 100, so we're talking 500, and you'd have to live in a world with, you know, maybe not as people as smart as you, so there is that downside. If you think of that as a downside, I don't know. The poll included three other options. Here are all six. Five times smarter, 29% voted for that. Five times richer, 28% voted for that, so pretty close. Five times more attractive, 16% on that, and I take a little bit of solace in that.
32% have no idea.
We'll see. That 16% more attractive, that's pretty low from what I would have thought.
You would think.
For so many people that get caught up in image and all that.
They probably polled 1,500 Midwesterners.
Yes,
this was definitely not done in California.
No. Five times your current mental strength, 15% for that. They define that as working well under pressure and being mentally resilient. Okay. And five times stronger physically, 6% wanted that one. And five times more popular, 6% wanted that one. Those last three, the mental strength one isn't bad, but I feel pretty strong there. And the physical, more popular, I don't really care about those. None of these really like speak to me. I don't know. None of these really are like, I don't know. I think it's almost too generic in some ways.
It is kind of funny though, because you've done surveys, right, where if you don't answer one of the questions, it won't let you submit it, right? Like required answer.
Yes.
So it is kind of fun to make somebody just pick one just to see how it shakes out, but yeah.
I feel like if you're going to take any survey, just fill it out. Whatever it is. Is it really that complicated that you can't figure out if it's a yes or no or whatever? I like this, but again, I think that it would be better suited, like you mentioned, the Midwest. Maybe, gearing towards that more. Midwest, Northeast, West, all that. If it was geared more towards us, more specific, I think. Before we wrap up the segment, let's go ahead and take another call. Good morning. What's on your mind?
All right, I was going to lock my phone and not call, but
you said you weren't calling.
I appreciate it. I'm glad you called.
But James, if you were smarter, you might actually be a Packer fan. You might be a Bulls fan.
It said only five times smarter, Kevin.
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest. With me, it might need to be a bit more. That was good.
I can't really say it, be more attractive because it's hard enough now to get my job done. People chasing me around all the time.
So do you just find people are randomly ordering so that your delivery service comes to their house?
It's got
to
be difficult.
Like that it's not even stuff they really need?
Sometimes I feel that way. It's just
like you're going to the same lady's house three times a week?
You're doing the brave work out there, man. Not everybody can do it. Not everybody can do it. You're doing brave work.
but then if you look at it, if you want to be five times richer, I mean, you go from a penny to a nickel. I mean, you really can't get much more on that one.
Yeah.
And then the smarter,
The smarter. Go ahead.
I would say more common sense, not smarter.
I like that. If we could sprinkle some more of that around, that would be so bad. I like that. Good ones. Would you add something to this, like a what if? Would you add? Because I feel like it's almost too generic. And I understand why it is, but I almost feel like it's too generic in some ways.
Well, you kind of said something like going back to the future. What if I would have tried harder in school? Or what if I would have done this before I got out of college? There's always something you could sprinkle in there on the what ifs.
Mm-hmm. I feel like
the richer, smarter, and more attractive. That's really generic.
Has TV shows and books and movies kind of ruined these things a little bit for us, as far as not so much the what if questions, but the idea of, again, the monkey paw or the genie in the bottle? We've all seen so many stories from so many different TV shows and movies now where it always goes horribly wrong, where honestly, I'm not even kidding. I come across the genie in a bottle, I'm like, I'm good.
Like, yeah, I'll get you out of the bottle, man, but you're on your own after that. I don't want nothing to do with this, but I got three wishes. Like, no, I know how this ends. I know how it ends. I asked for bigger hair, and I end up bald. I know how this goes. I'm good.
Do not need bigger hair. Oh, my God. We are off the rails, man.
Yeah. Kev, always good to talk to you. Thanks so much for the time.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend.
See ya.
You too. Have a good weekend. We will get to our news break right here on The Morning Show at WFHR Locally Grown Radio.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Republicans gathering in Appleton for the state party convention this weekend. State Chair Brian Schimming says the GOP has a chance to win over some traditional Democratic voters.
They have slipped with Latino voters, African-American voters, younger voters, women voters. Every poll you see, it consistently shows those 4 points.
Schimming speaking with WisconsinEye. 9 people and 2 organizations are the Governor's Service Awards winners. They were honored at a ceremony this week. The awards honor outstanding Wisconsin volunteers, AmeriCorps members and volunteers, and national service organizations that address serious social needs in Wisconsin. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. You can help Jay Bird Brown in his battle against cancer with the Jay Bird Poker Run this Saturday. It'll be at White Sands Beach on May 18th from 10 to 4. Poker Run registration begins at 10 a.m. and is $20 per hand. The first card is drawn at 11. They'll have a cornhole tournament, 50-50 raffle, and basket raffles, as well as a potluck meal with dessert to follow the ride at Wazicha White Sands. All proceeds will help the Brown family with medical and living expenses while Jay continues his battle against terminal cancer. There's blood drives in Wisconsin Rapids Monday through Wednesday next week. You can donate with the Community Blood Center at the former East Junior High School on Monday from 2 to 7 or Tuesday from 10 to 3. On Wednesday, you can donate with the Red Cross at McMillan Library. They're accepting donations from 10 to 3. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers head to Houston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers are in Houston to open a 3-game weekend series against the Astros. Last night, thunderstorms with winds up to 75 miles per hour and heavy rains left 4 dead and over 1 million without power in Houston and a leaky roof at Minute Maid Park. The Astros managed to win 8-1 over the A's. Manager Pat Murphy was asked if the Brewers' bullpen showed any improvement during their most recent homestand.
You know, I think Piamp showed some signs. Koenig continues to be another unknown that nobody knew about that's throwing the ball great. Yeah, I was happy for White there at the end, too. Don't know much about him, and, you know, it looks like possibility of him helping us. So.
NFL fans and vendors now making plans around the Packers' game schedule for the fall. 5 games in prime time, including Thanksgiving. Next week, the players report for OTAs, organized team activity practices in Green Bay. 6 of the Packers' draft picks were signed this week. 3 more left to go. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. Your coworker Kyle said bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive could save you money. Bad news. While saying this, Kyle was eating your clearly labeled lunch. Dumb news. Pizza near work costs $7 a slice, and it tastes like drywall covered in ketchup. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and enjoy more lunches far away from Kyle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
We don't always realize just how much our negative thoughts and experiences stick with us and weigh us down. You may find your brain constantly running through a highlight reel of bad moments. That comment your friend made last week that hurt your feelings. That frustrating thing your mom does. Or that silly thing you said in a meeting. Maybe it's time to get it all off your chest. Whether it's a tiny annoyance or something much bigger. Talking about it can give you some relief and lead you to a potential solution. That's where therapy comes in. It's a safe space to share whatever's weighing you down and learn to process it. So your internal highlight reel can focus on the good stuff. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Let it out with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/remedy today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/remedy.
Sunny and warmer today. We'll get to around 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 55. Tomorrow, sunshine, 84. On Sunday, it will be mostly sunny with a high near 81. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Matt.
There we go. That's what I wanted. Little blues to play us into the segment, Terry.
Must have been that big hair getting in your way.
It's getting in my way. Yeah, you can tell. I hit the brake right on time. You can tell. It's hard to get the headphones on sometimes.
I mean, you know.
We have got some fun stuff lined up for you, everybody. Want to get into a couple of That Ain't Right stories, too, before we wrap up the show. And this is one of our more interesting That Ain't Right stories. And this isn't the first time I've heard about something like this. There's been a couple of stories recently of... the idea of these businesses having an event planned around a popular cartoon character, and then families show up, and it's, you know, it's not even like a B level, it's like some F level, C level kind of thing, or it's just really bad. There's a small business called Dirt Dog, and a location in Vegas was holding a Bluey event last weekend. It was meant to be a fun family day with costumed characters, face painting, games, special treats. You know, we've seen these kind of things our whole lives. It was free and open to the public, and they were expecting a few dozen regulars and locals. But it went viral, and thousands of people showed up because it's Bluey.
And it's Vegas.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, how are you thinking that anything attached, like for people out there who don't know, and granted, there's probably a good portion of our listeners out there that are not familiar with the most recent kids' cartoons shows. I completely get that. Bluey is one of the biggest ones ever. It's a very popular show. A lot of kids like it, and the characters are a lot of fun, and the dad is I mentioned the dad because I've heard a couple of people, not parents, but like parents like on my sports podcasts, talking about this character and how great Bluey's dad is and everything and stuff. So it's been a very popular character with adults and kids, it seems like. So of course thousands of people are going to show up. You put Bluey attached to anything and you're going to get that. They weren't prepared for that, so there were long lines out front. They struggled with capacity issues inside. The special, quote, Bluey treats were gobbled up, and there weren't enough games and swag for all the kids. On top of that, this was not an official Bluey event. Quite obviously, too. The costumes were just kind of cheap stuff they got off of Amazon, and they weren't professional face painters. Which how can you have anybody doing face painting that is not a professional face painter?
Yeah.
That's not something you could just wing.
And I wonder if they get themselves in a little bit of trouble for... I mean, granted... It sounds like, though, they weren't trying to make it go viral, right? Like, they were thinking it was just going to be a local neighborhood kind of good-hearted thing, but... Oh my goodness! Could you imagine?
It was like a kid's birthday party that you go to, which is fine, but they didn't sell it like that.
Yeah.
Again, it was free, and a hot dog eatery. They had a hot dog eatery, and the parents were incensed. One mother told local news the kids were distraught, upset, crying in their parents' shoulders. How could you do that to a little kid? Some complained that it ruined their kid's day.
But didn't the parent kind of do it to the kid? I mean, I struggle with that a little bit. These attention grabber parents. It's like, what did you do to try to make it better, right? Like,
love working with you. There can be two things true at the same time. There can be two things wrong at the same time. These people should have been smarter about this event. If you're doing a Bluey event, you know that it's good. No matter what the event is, don't you? You know this even better than I do, Terry. You've planned probably more events than I have. You always prepare for more. You know, and if you don't think you can handle more, you make darn sure that you're letting that be known in the releases and that, hey, we only have so many of these things. Come first serve, that sort of thing. They didn't do any of that. And so I think the organization certainly dropped the ball on this. And if you're a parent, this is part of why you're a parent, dealing with missed expectations in these things. Like, that's part of parenting 101.
Yeah.
You know, your kid has their expectations up here. They're not met. How do you meet that as a parent? How do you make that in between?
You know, it makes me think of, and it's not the same, but it is kind of the same. It's your job as a parent. It reminds me of when you see people dropping off their kids, like, let's say, at daycare. right? Mm. And so you can get them, and maybe they're having a hard time. You can get them situated and you can sneak out, right? And they're probably keep busy and whatever before they realize you're gone. Or you can be like, give mom one more hug, you know, and then the kid's crying. And then it's like, why make this harder? You know, like just make it easy on the kid.
It always has to come down to the kid and doing right by the kid. And if you're doing that, I think you almost can never go wrong. And in those situations or in something like this, if you put the kid first, I would think you'd think, oh, wait a minute. It's not about just enabling my child's crying. How do I get them to feel better? How do I cheer them up?
This is really busy. Let's go get ice cream. You know what I mean? Like there's a lot of different things that people can do.
Yeah.
Those people should probably take the extra five times of smarts.
Yeah, right on. Nicely done. I couldn't agree more. Other parents defended them, saying it's a free event. It's a risk you take. Another said, my son loved it. Thank you for hosting. So there were some positive feedback on it. And, you know, some kids could have learned, hey, some things don't turn out the way that you want them to. And that's kind of part of life. And, hey, this didn't work out. But guess what we get to do now? We get to go get some Dolly Parton donuts. I don't know.
Could you imagine being the person in the costume and just like bolting the heck out of there? You know, you've got like 1,500 kids chasing behind you.
That's hilarious. I like the imagery of that. I do think this would make a great sketch, an SNL or something. I think it'd make a great SNL sketch. There's another thing here too that I haven't really thought about. But did anybody do anything wrong here? Like, obviously, there's some copyright issues, I think, in some of those things.
Depending, but
legally, I don't know if there is or isn't, but that might be a what if.
But if they bought, like you said, like the birthday party idea, you know, so like if you go into like Walmart or whatever and you buy a themed birthday party kit, that's
completely legal. That's fine.
So if they did that.
Yeah. But these are some people. It was a free event. Had they charged $1, I might feel differently about this. But it's a free event. What do you expect?
Get a grip.
Yeah. I mean, it just, you know, it didn't work out the way that maybe you thought it would. Well, what does? Yeah. Yeah. That's it. That's the way to go. You hit it on the head. Perfect. We're going to break on that. We'll be back with more fun in the morning show here at WFHR.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save. Because nobody likes having to choose. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
I love you. Also, I'm a robot.
At T-Mobile, you can get the benefits you want and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, switch and keep your phone. We'll pay it off up to $800.
Via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months. See T-Mobile.com.
The road construction season is underway, and you've probably noticed orange cones and barrels are back too. The world's leading manufacturer of these safety products is Lakeside Plastics. The family-owned business is based in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Do you know why the cones were originally created more than 75 years ago? As a safety marker to keep drivers away from newly painted lines on the road, as an object for drivers to weave around to mark the tops of houses for small airplane pilots. The answer's coming up.
Message that we can get out. We need to have a safe work zone.
Safety is number one for Eric Witt. He's the I-41 project supervisor for the work between Deep Here and Appleton, where you'll be seeing a lot of those orange cones. Did you guess why the cones were originally created? To keep drivers away from wet paint lines on the road. Now, cones like those made at Lakeside Plastics in Oshkosh warn about any kinds of hazards ahead. That is one safe slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The morning show on WFHR. It's delicious.
Peanut butter and jelly should be squidgy.
Oh, I know a lot of people. Yeah.
And the good squidgy white bread.
Yeah.
It's just, it's the way it's got to be.
My sister felt the same way. It's got to be, the middle especially for her had to be just a mush.
You guys, as fascinating as this conversation is, one very big thing you just missed there. Mm. Melissa just said the word squidgy on the air.
yeah, she did. Yeah, she did.
I mean, what the what?
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR.
Pat Kreitlow. Monday morning, we'll visit with State Senate Democratic Leader Diane Hesselbein about the push to take back the majority thanks to new, fairer maps.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Abundant sunshine today and summer-like temperatures for the entire weekend. In fact, today we'll climb to the upper 70s and flirt with 80 degrees, and then we soar into the mid-80s for tomorrow. Chances of showers and thunderstorms fire up in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody.
I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm coming home now, right away. I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm sorry now I ever went away. Every night and day I...
We hope you're having a great Friday out there. Terry and James with you. We will take you right to the top of the hour. We're nothing but fun, and we've got some good stories of the day. One more That Ain't Right story for you. We'll get into our schedule. All that fun coming up for you. We look forward to a great day here at Pacific Media on our radio stations as well, and great stuff all weekend long. We'll get into some of that in a moment. Right now, a true That Ain't Right story, Terry, and one that comes right from my heart. I have mentioned on the air many, many times, as long as I'm on this board, you won't hear anybody chewing. I did it. It is like an old school thing with radio and a lot of old school heads in radio. No, nothing against that. I mean, we're not here without the people that paved the way, and we appreciate that. But something that was really popular and funny in radio for a long time, hearing people chew on the air. I maintain nobody in human history has ever wanted to hear another person chew.
I mean, the great Terry Steak used to sit here with a bowl of Cheerios.
Yeah.
Because one time I'm like, dude, can you not blow those at me when you're talking?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Finish eating them before you talk.
How about respecting the job? You got a job to do. Do the job.
I mean, it was.
It's funny.
It was funny.
No, I'm teasing. And Terry knows how much I love him and appreciate and respect him and everything. But I do think that that's something. To me, that was one of the things that I noted that I've heard from a lot of people in my years in radio. 22 years I've been hearing that. I'm like, I'm not going to do that. So that's one of the. I'm just maintaining journalistically as
fair.
I'm going into this.
I mean, I'm not a big gum chewer, but you can bet next week when I'm here, I'm going to have some.
I can't wait. Thank you. Right on.
You're the I mean, I'm just saying.
So we have this poll here. To the one in nine people chew with their mouth open. 11% of Americans admit that they chew with their mouth open, and that's at restaurants or at home behind closed doors. It doesn't matter. 89% said that they usually chew with their mouths closed. Everyone else said not most of the time, or they're not sure. You're not sure? Really? You're not sure? Okay, we'll move on. There's the That Ain't Right story. The people that aren't sure. At least the people that are doing it with their mouth open, they know they're doing it. They own it.
But why?
Yeah, there's no good reason. Whatever your reason is, there's no good reason.
I mean, maybe if they have like some kind of dental issue or something.
Oh, yes,
maybe.
Certainly.
But in general,
yeah. Here are 10 more classic table manner rules and how many of us pay attention to them in 2024. Talking with your mouth full. 81% try their best not to do it. I 100% of the time. This is one of her few pet peeves my mom had. You talk with your mouth full around that woman and you will get a look that you will never forget. That stays with you and haunts you at night. Asking, can you pass that, instead of reaching across the table and grabbing it. 73% of us still do that.
Still ask for it,
yes,
or reach?
Okay. Still ask, yeah. Wait until everyone's food arrives before you start eating. 69% claim that they are conscious of that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, definitely if we're out to eat, I don't know that we really do that at home. You know what I mean? Like, if you're not dishing up or you didn't get your stuff, too bad.
I'm both ways. And the way at home drives my mom and dad crazy. Like, we order pizza, and we each get our own pizza or something like that. I'll let them get theirs first, and then I grab mine. And they're like, Jimmy, just grab
just
it.
Eat, yeah.
Just grab the food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, like, at a restaurant, too. I mean, sometimes, if you're the one without the food, though, if there's been a mistake or something, you also can say, oh, you guys go ahead and eat, right? But in general, yeah, I think it's nice to wait.
And to me, if you're on a date and you get your food before your date,
well,
you better wait. You better wait.
I mean, unless it's not going well, then I would eat.
That you might as well, yeah. I've been a part of that one.
Don't have to worry about a call back.
Yeah. Wait and excuse yourself politely when you need to leave the table. 67% of people still do that. Okay. Don't add salt or pepper until you've at least tried your food. 61% usually follow that rule. It's considered rude to season your food before tasting.
That's what I was going to say.
Huh.
It's more, I think it's more of a, yeah, rudeness to the preparer,
yeah,
than it is about your taste. Yeah.
I hadn't thought of that one before. Huh. No phones at the table. 60% claim that they usually put their phone away.
That's a rule at our house. And yeah, we eat dinner at the table. Like, we've never been, well, if mom's not home, then all of a sudden we eat in the living room. But I don't care about other meals, but dinner we eat at the table and no phones. And when the phone vibrates because somebody still has their phone tucked under their leg.
Mm-hmm. That's a mark. That's a check mark. I mean, dinner doesn't last that long. You can go without your phone for a little bit. And it might be good for you. You might actually feel pretty good from it. No elbows on the table. 58% care enough that they try not to do that. Real quick story. Another one of my mom's pet peeves. I tried, I want to say in the last year or so, we're having dinner together. And I'm like, I wonder if I can get away with this now. And I put my elbows on the table. And she's not saying anything. And so I make it a little more obvious. And I'm making darn sure obvious and all this stuff. And she doesn't say anything. We get done eating and all that. And I get up to leave the table. And she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, what do you mean? I'm done eating. She's like, oh, no, you're not. I saw you eating with me. I want you to eat now another meal without your elbows on the table. You think I didn't notice that? Just teasing me, of course.
Yeah.
She didn't make me, but we were going back and forth on that one.
You know what? Here's another reason that mothers are superior. Because she knew you were trying to push her buttons, and she just ignored the heck out of you.
It was a master play. It was a master play by
her. Pretty soon you're like laying on the table. And she's just like, whatever.
I couldn't make it more obvious. And she was not playing along.
Huh. That's funny, isn't it?
Because she was playing chess and I was playing checkers.
She knew exactly what she was doing.
She knew damn sure what she was. Yeah. Put your napkin on your lap. 55% still do that. So that's, you know,
I can't believe only 55% do that.
Yeah. Use cutlery from the outside in, like your salad fork before your dinner fork. 38% do that one.
You know, I
don't know. I think we've kind of outgrown a lot of that.
If I'm at home, I mean, unless it's entertaining, like for something really important.
Yeah.
But like at home, you can eat your salad with the same fork that you're eating your supper with.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I do have a dishwasher, but it's still, I'm like, yeah, no.
I think, if
you're formal setting for something, then yeah, you do go outside in, but interesting.
And how about this last one? Arrange your dishes and silverware when you're done so it's easier for people to pick it up, like the wait staff or maybe, you know, a relative or something. 69% of us do that to help out. I would say the same thing at home. You take your dishes to, you know, well, here's one. Clean your plate in the garbage before you put it in the sink or anything like that. Too many people do that. What people? There's a that ain't right story. Clean off your plate before you put it in the sink.
Yeah. And honestly, you do not put anything in my sink.
Oh, yeah.
You put nothing in my sink.
Right now.
Everyone clears their own like dishes into the dishwasher. But if whatever, maybe the dishwasher's clean or it's something that I don't put in the dishwasher, it goes on the counter on the side of the sink, but you do not put anything in my sink. And it's for exactly what you're talking about. I do not need floaties in my dishwater.
No. I'm trying to think of any other ones to add to this. I can't really think of much. I think they actually did a pretty good job.
It actually is a nice list.
Pretty good
list.
And
I'm encouraged that all of them have at least more than 50% saying that they still do it.
I think we've found a couple of things to be encouraged about today when it comes to that, and people would choose being smarter over being more attractive and some of that.
I mean, there's Dolly Parton Donuts.
So. Oh, Dolly Parton Donuts is the headline.
I mean.
We don't need as much of a palate cleanser today, but we got one for you in a great midday magazine lined up. First off, I want to send a big shout out to our head scheduler and the lady behind Midday Magazine, Pam Hilke, and the great work she does on this, working with great our guests to work out schedules and get them on the air. Really appreciate the work, Pam. And she got a good one lined up for us today, everybody. In part one, we're going to talk with Wisconsin State Senator Patrick Teston. Looking forward to talking with Patrick, as always. Always an open and free conversation with him. And in part two, our good friend Ben Eberlein is going to be with us, Community Engagement Director with the United Way of Southwind and Adams Counties. Looking forward to talking with Ben. And Terry, we will have plenty of discussion about the United Way with Ben. Before we wrap up, if there was something you wanted to note, I wanted to make sure to get to it.
Yeah, absolutely. So he will go into detail about these. So this maybe can be a teaser for the afternoon. But, you know, if you have school-aged children and you qualify for free and reduced lunch, you also qualify for free school supplies. And that registration is happening now. So Ben will be sharing those details. We also are holding a diaper drive right now from Mother's Day, which was last Sunday. If you missed that, maybe can still redeem yourself. I'm not sure. But I would definitely try.
Yeah.
So from Mother's Day to Father's Day, we are doing a diaper drive, diapers, wipes, and rash creams that can be dropped off at United Way. And we already have some. So that's been super fun to see those come in. Again, Ben will have more details, or you can find more information on our website, uwswac.org. And I guess the last thing, since we're talking about Dolly Parton, you know, I did mention this when we first came on, but for those of you who just got up out of bed, we are, through our Imagination Library program, sometime in the month of May, mailing out our 40,000th book to children here in Southwood County. So super awesome. Exciting.
That's really, and to everybody that can take a little, everybody that was a part of this can take a little pride in this.
Yeah, you know? It's very cool.
It feels pretty good. And we want you to feel as good as we do. Be a part of the Dolly Parton Imagination Library. Find out more about this when we talk with Ben a little bit later in the Midday Magazine at 3:30 today. Or you can find out more right now at uwswac.org. Be sure to follow the United Way on social media. It's a great follow, great way to keep up to date on everything going on in your community. Another great thing to check out, our final Winter's Farmer's Market of the season over at the Moravian Church. This will be happening. Go join them from 9 to 1 over at 310 First Avenue South right here in Wisconsin Rapids. A shout out to all these vendors all season long for joining us. Looking forward to seeing our summer Farmer's Market coming up next week.
Now we transition outside, but it is really cool that this kept, you know, stayed in place through the whole winter. That's amazing.
Able to do that thanks to our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church. A shout out to them and the great work they are doing over there. And appreciate them. I mentioned this earlier. We've got a big, fun event for you to take part in and be a part of with the family. Our friends at the VFW are coming together to put American flags on headstones of deceased veterans in three of the larger Wisconsin Rapids cemeteries. If an individual, family, or organization would like to help us honor our deceased brothers and sister veterans, we'll be meeting at the Forest Hill Mausoleum at 9:45 and beginning to place flags about 10 a.m. They're going to be doing this for a lot of graves and could use a lot of hands. And even if you're not there and necessarily having some of these and putting them on graves, maybe we're lucky and they get enough people. Being there and being a part of the moment matters.
Well,
and it matters to kids.
And it's so important. And it matters to those families that you're honoring. And the weather's going to be beautiful. I mean, it's a great opportunity to get out and be part of something that you can feel.
And if I can just be blunt, too, it's our veterans ask so little of us. And think of everything they do for us and what little they ask. This is literally like one of the least things we can do that means so much. It's similar to what I talk about with encouragement. Encouragement, support, they cost nothing but can mean everything. It takes a bit of time of your day, and look what it can mean not only for your soul but for your community, and maybe most importantly for these vets and the people that we've lost and the families that have lost those people, and seeing strangers and family and community come together to honor that person that they lost. Can't think of many things more American than that. Can't think of many things better than that. I appreciate all of you being part of this. Again, they're going to be meeting at the Forest Hill Mausoleum about 9:45. Flag placement will begin at 10. Encourage everybody to be a part of that can. We also have some other great events going on this weekend. Our friends at the Y have their family scavenger hunt happening. I believe that registration is wrapped up for that, but we wish them well. If they're out and about in the community looking for items, help them out. You know, be a part of it.
Keep your eyes out for them.
We also have Together for Heather. This event is happening tomorrow from 11 to 8 over at the Fallback at 9031 County Road in Wisconsin Rapids. Great performances. Our good friend Pam Ross is going to be there, the Lincoln Brass Trio, Lincoln Drumline. They have live music, kids games, quirk raffles, and all of this to help a wonderful person in Heather. I encourage you to be a part of this event if you can. Also, the fifth annual fundraiser for Dove's Nest is happening. This one's special to us. We got to talk with the family before this even got going, and seeing this develop, let alone 5 years into the making, is so awesome. Help the people over at the Dove's Nest continue to do the great work that they're doing. This will be taking place Saturday over at Camelot on the Lake at 298 Leisure Lane in the beautiful Nakusa from 10 to 11. Have DJ Fish there, Still Reckless, and Chris Cruzy going to be there from 8 to 11 at night.
Sounds awesome.
That's going to be fun. Large variety of food vendors, Bloody Mary Bar, and all that. Check out the fifth annual fundraiser for the Dove's Nest happening tomorrow, 10 to 11, over at Camelot on the Lake. And just one more time, remind everybody that we got a great lineup for you this weekend. Be sure to check out our Sunday night lineup, and of course the Sunshine Poker Show with Tim, 7 a.m. on Saturdays. You got Terry Talks Nutrition after that at 8, and join Seth for Over the Back Fence from 11 to noon. Always appreciate you being a part of that. Director's Cut at 5 o'clock, from 5 to 6. Gonna have a great one for you. We have Seth Faces Music from 6 to 8. Check that out. And Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape. Get me your requests. I want to play anything that you want from 1990 to 1999, I will play it. Hit me up at james.maleff@civicmedia.us. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages as well. Great show today, Terry. Thanks for helping us wrap up the week.
You bet.
Again, find out more about your night away at uwswac.org. Be good to each other. We'll talk to you sooner than later right here at...
This is locally...